Well, many debate whether Peyton Manning is going to be able to come back and help the Broncos with a playoff run. Some now wonder if Manning will play again for Denver, either A, because of the injury that he suffered, and A and B, that the Broncos may feel he's too ineffective to return for them. But the injury that Manning suffered, and some thought perhaps was fake, that it was too much of a coincidence coming off the horrific game that suddenly the Broncos announced the next day they had an injury. And whether you believe it or not, the reality is that Manning is out for a period of time. But what exactly is the injury of a partially torn plantar fascia? We turn to our good friends from the Orlando Orthopedic Center, and Dr. Joseph Funke joins us. He knows these better than I could ever guess. First, doctor, thank you for joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. My pleasure.
All right. Peyton Manning suffers what is a partially torn plantar fascia. What is that?
Well, long story short, the plantar fascia is a ligament on the bottom of the foot. It's one of those supportive structures. And what happens is, as we mature, feet settle, overuse, and that ligament is put on stretch. And in some individuals, it becomes inflamed, hence the condition plantar fasciitis. Once left long term, or if it's gone on for a while, we can get micro tears. And in Peyton's issue, you know, that 39-year-old body, wear and tear, straining, inflammation. Now we have probably an MRI showing the micro tears of the fascia. This is a long-term condition, especially in a 39-year-old.
Is there a difference of something being partially torn or completely torn? Is one worse than the other?
Well, you know, yes and no. So partially torn means it's really inflamed and really hurts. If you fully tear it, while it will hurt pretty good for a week or two afterwards, the good news is you just did my surgery. So for chronic plantar fascial patients, we actually like to release that ligament. So if he would have just manned up, pounded it, and tore it, yeah, he'll be out for 2 or 3 weeks, but probably be able to come back very quickly. With it partially torn, this is just a chronic condition. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to last the rest of his season. But the good news, it's just a painful condition. I mean, his brother had it in the past as well. But when he sets down and relaxes 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it tightens up, and it's like starting all over again. So every time, you know, the defense is out there and then he has to go out onto that field, it's like he has to warm it up again. And when he pushes off that right foot, that is a tremendous amount of sharp pain. Now, after minute two or ten, it kind of warms up. But how long is the offense on the field?
I love the man up and just tear it. That's a great thing to do. Well, I mean, from a rehab standpoint, as you just said, you know, I mean, you can play a little bit, then it tightens up. So what do you do? Is it a case of just rest? What kind of treatment? And what is realistic to say, okay, he could be back in X number of weeks?
Yeah. Here's the pickle. This is going he probably couldn't successfully have a surgical release and then get all better to be better than he is today between now and the end of the season. I don't think that's going to happen. That's not a possibility. At least not successfully. From a chronic standpoint, this is not going to get better with any treatment to the point where he's going to be relatively pain-free by the end of this season. So his options are very simple. It's either I'm done doing what I make money at doing, and he wears a good arch support, and he stretches his calf, and he does his physiotherapy, and et cetera, and it's probably going to go on 2, 3, 4 months, best case scenario. The good news is that, and I know this is kind of old school thought, but this can be, it can be shot up and it can go numb, and it's just a supportive ligament. And if you numb it, he will be as motor or as musculoskeletally successful as he was, meaning he's going to have no pain, and best case scenario, he performs. Worst case scenario, the ligament tears. Guess what? It's on its way to tearing anyway. He loses nothing. So if they can mask this pain, he can perform if he's willing to do that. Now, this isn't an Achilles tendon. This isn't a career issue. This is not a, you know, a blown out knee or something like that. I mean, if they can mask it, he can play if he'll agree to do so. Now, of course, that's going to happen in the locker room behind closed doors, and it's going to be hush-hush. But if he comes out and he's not limping, he's playing well, just know that they put a little lidocaine or marcaine in there.
Difference, left foot, right foot. Right foot, he's planting, left foot, not as much. Does it matter?
You know, maybe a little bit. I mean, he's not the most mobile quarterback anyway, but to push off that foot to make up for maybe a little loss of arm strength, he needs the best push off he can, and man, is that going to hurt. Again, every 3 minutes, 5 minutes, he's out there starting over, trying to push off an acutely painful, partially torn ligament. I don't think he's going to be too successful. I mean, even in the best-case scenario, that's hard to suck up.
39 years old, does it matter if someone's 24 versus 39 for an injury like this?
What kind of question is that? Are you kidding me? It makes all the difference.
Well,
in the
broken
world.
Elbow's a broken elbow, broken foot and stuff, but obviously there is a difference.
There is. I tell you what, it's all about reparative process. You know, God willing, we all grow old and decrepit. You know, otherwise the alternative is death. But as we hit those you know, high 30s, and then we get into our 40s, our reparative process really slows down. Everything just takes a little bit longer.
Totally unfair, but back to put you in this spot. If you're in that locker room and you explain to anybody, Peyton Manning, here's the difference. You can shoot this up, it'll numb it, you can go play. Ultimately, it's on that player, though, to decide what's my threshold of pain and do I want to do something like this. There's no long-term effect of shooting it up, is there?
No, not at all. I mean, here's the deal. You shoot it up and he plays. He doesn't hurt. Great. The numbness wears off after 4 hours. It's you know, a long-acting local anesthetic. And at the end of that, they repeat an MRI. Okay, it's still the same thing. Good. You keep running that way. Now, he's not going to be able to get the reps in practice, you know, because you're not going to shoot it up every day. You know, you're going to save that for the weekend. But worst case scenario, he tears the ligament. Guess what? That's the procedure anyway. I mean, he's got nothing to lose if he chooses to do so. Again, it's not an Achilles tendon. It's not a, you know, a C-spine or something, you know, that's going to permanently injure him.
If you shot somebody up, if the game's at 1 o'clock, when do you shoot them up? How long does that last?
You know what? I'd probably do it about literally 8 to 10 minutes before he walked on the field. And it can last upwards of, you know, 3 to 4 hours with one called Marcaine. There's a new one on the market called Expiril. I don't know if I'm allowed to say names, but it can give you a 24-hour relief. So that may be one, and I'm sure they have access to it, where they could literally hit him, you know, the morning of or, you know, 6 hours before and let him have a pretty decent workout, get some timing, get some movement, have the trust in it, tape him up, make sure he's good, and then boom, he's good for the entire game, and he's doing his interviews afterwards still with a smile on his face, hopefully.
Dr. Joseph Fung, the good folks at Orlando Orthopedic Center, knows everything about the foot, the ankle, and then much more. Find them at OrlandoOrtho.com. Dr. Fung, thank you. Good stuff. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, Mark, my pleasure. Best of luck.